Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you once again in the name of the Savior to the gospel of His grace and the power of His gospel to save precious souls as we proclaim His divine truth. We would remind our listeners that we have been dwelling upon the ninth plague that was sent upon the land of Egypt and upon Pharaoh long ago, in chapter 10 of the book of Exodus. Again, we would read these words in verse 21 through 23. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither arose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Once more we would emphasize, by the Spirit of God we believe we are led to do so, the terrible darkness that is coming and now present over this world of ours today. We realize that the darkness of sin, the darkness of morality, is becoming more intense, and furthermore, the darkness of approaching judgment is coming at the same time, drawing nearer and nearer for this unsuspecting world. My beloved, we have emphasized that in this world of darkness there came a light greater than the light of the sun. The glory of the Son of God upon this scene and within this scene, coming to wend his way to the cross of Calvary, to thus perfect the work of redemption for the whole human race, to deliver sinners out of the darkness of sin. For as we have certainly been emphasizing the darkness of this world, we are reminded that men and women are either in darkness or they're in the light. As we have read in the story of the Exodus long ago, there was darkness in Egypt, a thick darkness, for the space of 3 days that could be felt, and no one could move from his or her place or see one another. But there in the land of Goshen, God gave light. That darkness did not come in the land of Goshen, for God had put a difference between his people and the people of Egypt. May we repeat again. The human race can be divided into these two categories. There are those who are in darkness, and there are those who are in light. Now, God is not in darkness. May I read and quote the words of the Apostle John? 1 John chapter 1. I would like to read beginning at verse 5 through verse 7. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now here is a very plain statement of fact. You cannot walk in darkness and say that you're in the light. You're either walking in darkness or you're walking in the light. You cannot either say that you're walking in fellowship with God if you are walking in darkness. And if you say so, you lie and you're not practicing the truth. But, oh, says John the Apostle, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, that is with God the Father and with the Son, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, here is the division that God plainly declares between his people in the land of Goshen and those who are in the darkness of Egypt. Those who are in the light, their sins have been cleansed away by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved radio friend, has that been done for you? God is light. Don't tell me you know God and if you're walking in sin. The Word of God says there's no darkness in God. You cannot say I have fellowship with Him and still walk in the darkness of sin. We plainly are lying and not doing the truth of God. My beloved, where are you? You're either walking in the darkness of sin or you're walking in the light. And there's only one way you can be sure that you're in the light. And that is through the precious blood of God's dear Son, which cleanseth us from all sin. May I go even further? And I'd like to be reminding my listener how you can get into the light from the darkness. I'm going to read a scripture from Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, where the beloved Apostle Paul is giving thanksgiving to God, the Father, for what He has done for the children of God. Listen to these words. As thus in his prayer he declares, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now how did these believers of long ago, and how do any believers today get in the light? Listen to these words that follow in verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son? My beloved, may I say again, just as in the land of Egypt, there were the Egyptians in that black Stygian darkness of judgment that God sent upon them. But in the land of Goshen, there was a people who belonged to God, and they had light in their dwellings. Now, if you are in darkness, God is able to deliver you out of that darkness. As Paul declared, he hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and he hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, please let me quote, for I must continue to add these words that are found in Colossians 1. For he goes on to declare in a later verse concerning that Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. My beloved, God can take you out of the darkness of sin, but only by the power and through the precious blood of his dear Son, taking those sins of your life and of your soul and cleansing them from his sight. For what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. My beloved, I ask again, where are you? Are you still in the kingdom of darkness? May I say again, as we have already noted in the preceding message, that darkness is becoming greater, thicker, deeper. A darkness that you can feel today. But it's bringing the inevitable retribution of divine judgment upon human hearts and human lives and human souls, and upon a sin-loving, sin-cursed, God-hating, Christ-rejecting world. Oh, that you may realize, my unsaved friend, God is able to take you out of the kingdom of darkness and from its power and translate you into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let him do it today. But may I add a word of caution and counsel to my fellow believers in the Lord Jesus? You and I need to realize the intenseness of this moral and spiritual darkness that is in this world. We read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 these words. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness or wicked spirits in higher heavenly places. Here again we can recognize that even the Christian believer has to wage a warfare against the hosts of evil. And these hosts of evil, energized, led by Satan himself, wicked spirits, demons and spirits that have followed the bidding of the devil himself, they are the rulers of the darkness of this world. Oh, how wonderful to be delivered out of it. How important to realize my fellow believer, that God brought you and me from that realm of darkness into the light of his own dear Son and into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God. But let us realize where our warfare is. That's why we need the Christian armor, because of the enemy. And let us remember, we have to battle against this darkness, and we need the whole armor of God. Then may I further speak to my fellow believers another word of exhortation from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Listen to these words. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a responsibility, as well as high and holy privilege, that God takes the believer out of the darkness of his and her sin. He makes them a chosen race, his chosen people. He calls them a royal or a kingly priesthood. He speaks of them as a holy nation, a peculiar people, meaning a peculiar treasure and a special treasure for him, that through the believer he might show forth his praises, the praises of him who hath called you and me, my fellow Christian, out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, may God speak to both unbeliever as well as Christian believer by this ninth plague of darkness, that the whole world is wrapped in the darkness of sin, but the light of the world is Jesus. But that some sinner may come to the light and trust the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And that for the believer, you and I who are believers in the Lord Jesus, we may recognize God took us out of that darkness of sin to show forth his light. May you and I show to all around we have light, spiritual illumination in our dwellings, for his name's sake. Blessed Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify and use thy word for the saving of sinners and for the encouragement and edification of saints. Amen.